That's Channel 2, right in continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 18th of August, 1971. Beginning of Channel 2, right, and continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 18th of August, 1971. Channel 2, right, and continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 18th of August, 71. Channel 2, right, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 18th of August, 1971. Channel 2, right, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 18th of August, 1971.
Well, that's... Guy, you have to...
I didn't quite hear that.
That's...
About your side table.
Yeah. Tell Guy, that was...
Mm-hmm. After they eat, we took everything off the dining table.
Yeah.
Lovely cakes and pies and sweet potatoes or whatever we had for dessert. Well, I had a side table. It was bigger than that table. It was almost big, this table. Well, I had a long table. You know, that old house, the rooms in it was big. Kitchen and all of them. Well, I had a long table and it set this way.
Uh-huh.
I had a side table. It was almost big, this table. But when they get through eating, we'd take the food off of here. And clear.
Just clear your main table?
Yes, it's clear my main table and cover it up with a cloth back over there on that side table. Let this main table stay thick.
Scrape your dishes?
Huh?
Scrape your dishes?
The dishes and stack them.
Yeah.
So I would never know whether I'm going to have to feed somebody tonight or this evening after church or no. Well, I just keep the table fit. Well, I had a big box up there where I kept dishes in. Well, these over here, what they done use, I done covered them up where you can't see whether they're clean or dirty. Well, they just stay covered up. Well, we get more from up there if we had to feed somebody, get some clean.
And just leave the food on the table.
Yes, over here.
A side table.
Side table.
Now, what did you put in the stove?
I would put meat in the stove. I put cornbread in the stove.
Sort of keep it warm.
Not special. I just put it there to get it out the meat way.
And in your safe?
Yes, ma'am. I'd put, like if I had peaches for dessert or anything like that sometimes. I'd bake apples and I'd put things like that in the safe. I'd make arrangements to hide it. But I tell them, they don't do nothing now. Just pretend.
Just pretend.
Well, yeah, about everything is served and bought it done. They don't hardly cook any bread. Well, they go buy.
Just buy bread.
A cake. If they want pie, they go buy a frozen pie. You brown it in 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, I made my pies. I never bought a pie to cook in my life. I made them. If I wanted peach pie, I made it.
Yeah.
if I won potato pies, I made them.
And you could buy good pies in those days at the bakeries and stores.
You could buy them.
Yes, they made good pies.
I guess so, but I just didn't do it.
No, not many did.
But they do it now.
Yeah.
They buy. Sometimes Doris buys four pies.
Ooh.
And I think they is about $1 a piece, I think. So my goodness, I could get me $1 worth of apple and cook pies next week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll cook them. Well, you're going to have your sugar. Well, I had my butter and my milk. If I wanted sweet milk, I had it. If I wanted buttermilk, I had it. Well, I get up and fix my apples, or if I'm going to have apple pies for tomorrow, I'll fix them Saturday. If it be midnight, I'll just get them fixed. In the morning, I ain't got nothing to do but bake them. And it wouldn't cost me a dollar.
Yes.
To bake four pies. It wouldn't cost me a dollar.
And wouldn't they be nice?
Mm-hmm. Cause I got my eggs. If I want egg pies, I got them.
Yeah.
If I want apple pies, I got them. My butter and everything.
Just makes your mouth water to think about it.
It do. And I just look at them. I look at my daughter sometimes. And think about days back in this day. They wants to give them some extra, I guess. But I don't call that so extra.
No.
They can have it every day.
Yeah.
If they want.
Yeah, they can have it, yes.
Huh? Well, you see, back there when I was taking care of, I could have it every day. I had them any day I wanted to.
Yeah.
And it didn't cost me that much.
Yeah.
The most expenses I had was feeding my chickens. So I go out there and pick up eggs, and they paid me back for the feed.
Yeah.
I go out there and milk my cow. I feed her. I go milk her. She paid me back.
Yeah.
It's more in taking care of things than it is in getting.
Yeah.
That's what this young breed need to know.
Yeah.
How to take care of things. And I don't know now do.
And they
nail colored when I don't know how to take care of them.
And they ain't looking, are they?
Nothing.
Miss Daisy, I think the first real preacher you knew was Reverend Mobling.
Oh, he was a good one.
He was a good preacher.
Reverend Mobling was a good preacher.
Yeah.
But
all that other stuff, you see, didn't come out till after he'd been preaching down here.
No. No, it didn't.
Yeah.
When he come there, he was just a nice, good preacher.
Yeah.
I could tell him. And his wife. Twice a month.
And they were nice to have around, weren't they?
Oh, yes.
Nice to think about. I guess, in a way, you know, you got to sort of choose the
between
time that you recollect. You just
pick out the good time.
Pick out the best time.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. when you think, and when you talk, and with different ones, and things, it don't seem like now you got much to choose from. You don't know what to choose from. When Marvin come to us, he was just as nice as he could be. But he got nasty.
But it took him a little while, a good while to do it.
That's right. Now this man that's here now, he seemed to be all right, but he got his folks. You just watch him. Keep on civil. You just have to deal with him as long as you can, and let him go.
Now, he talked this way one time, and another way another time.
You see, they forget.
Yeah.
They be trying to fool you, I say, and to make a fool out of himself.
Yeah.
Beside that, to make a lie out of himself.
Well, now, is that when he's talking about the new church or something like that?
New church? Well, most anything. Not just the new church. Anything. He just... If we'd had men to go ahead on and see about building our church, getting somebody to build it, well, the church would have been built almost, if not since. But listening at Redmond, he could do this and he could do that, and he could get it cheap, and then he just made a mess of it. That's what he's done.
Oh, he
finally, you know, friendship's all right, but business is business.
Yeah.
After he done gone and got these men, so to tell me, well, they went so far. Well, they couldn't go no further. I asked them, I said, well, why? Say they don't have license. I said, you mean to tell me that Redmond put them men there and know they didn't have no license? I said, you know, that's the reason I tell y'all, 10 of them need to get grown if you're going to still be a child. If you get grown, you ought to look out for yourself, not have somebody looking out for you. Well, now, what Redmond said, he don't say nothing.
Yeah.
He done got it all messed up. Now, I ain't talking. You straighten it out if you can.
You know, I had heard that whenever the preacher took too much of a hand in the building or something like that.
That's right.
It never did work out very well. It's
That's
better
right.
to leave
it
that.
It don't work out.
Yeah.
I told him this. I said, well, I fought y'all for it. I said, for this reason. I said, you didn't call Redmond to build churches. You didn't call him for nothing but to preach to you.
Yeah.
And you paying.
Yeah.
I said, he knows this and he knows that. I said, how in the world do he know so much?
That's right.
He ain't been nowhere. He ain't been to school. More. And besides that, he is about blind. Now what can he do? To myself, I fought y'all for it. Now, me, I said, cause you see, you don't allow me to say a word. So I can't say nothing. If I say anything, oh, that's wrong. or saying, you see what's come to see, your church in. J.C. Townsend got stuff over there in Doris' house for the bathroom. Been there over a year. He hauled it from Gainesville and put it there. So, if they ever get the church built, stuff for the bathrooms already over there, paid for.
And it's done been there a year.
Over a year. Yes. Over a year.
And Reverend Redmond hired men to work over there?
Yeah.
He done the hiring?
He got, he claimed he knowed some carpenters that he could get, and they would bill it cheaper than a regular carpenter. I said, after I kept hearing a little bit of somebody, well, it got it ready to put the top on them, they said. So T.C. said, these men that Reverend Redmond got there say they can't put the top on. I said, they ain't gonna send us to put the top on. He said, I reckon they got sense enough to put the top on, but say they don't have license. And they's gone as far as they can go without license. I said, well, how in the world y'all do that? He said, well, listening at Reverend Redmond. And he's going to, and I said, well, what is Reverend saying now? He said, he ain't talking. I said, he done lied. That's reason he done quit talking before he tell 2 minutes.
He just up a stump, ain't he?
That's right. I said, well, I don't fault Redmond for it all.
Yeah.
I said, it's no need of getting grown if you're going to still be a child. I said, I don't want nobody to come here and tell me what to do with my house and my things. I said, I'll do it myself and do it like I want.
Well, now, T.C. Batts, he knows how to hire carpenters and things
sure
like that.
Sure he do. But T.C., he just believe what the Reverend said. Well, it's quite natural he would. He wouldn't think he would just come up and tell a lie, just dry so-so. He just thought he knowed what he was doing. So I don't know when it'll ever get finished.
Now this Townsend, this is, what Townsend is that?
Who? J.C. Townsend?
J.C., yeah.
Oh, you see, that's my second cousin, that's Gracie's son.
Oh, that's Gracie's son.
Yeah.
Now, what relation is he to Willie Townsend?
To Willie Townsend? To my J.C.? He was her husband once upon a time.
But not now?
Not now. Him and her separated.
Oh.
And divorced it.
Oh.
He divorced her.
Oh, he divorced
her. Another. And he married again.
Now she works at the medical center.
Yes, ma'am.
You ever see her?
Me? Yes, I see her about twice a week. I
yeah.
seen her Sunday.
Yeah. Well, now she, but she no kin to Gracie. It's just she married Gracie's son.
Just married Gracie's son.
Yeah.
That's all.
But she seems, you see more of her than you do of
that's right.
T.C.
I see more of her And I do JC. No, I haven't seen JC and Alan. I ring them up.
Yeah.
They comes every once in a while to see me. But it's been over a month since I seen him. I don't know what's happening.
Willie lives out here?
Yeah, Willie lives down there. Where Reverend Taylor.
Oh, does she?
She's down there by her dad.
Who's her dad?
Reverend Taylor.
Oh,
that's her dad.
That's her dad. She live across the street?
Live across the street.
Oh,
well, that's where
from her dad.
I didn't know that.
And she works at the medical center?
Works at the medical center. She been working there a long time.
Well, she can take care of her daddy then, can't she? She can take care of her daddy. She can learn things up there and come home and take care of her family.
Mm-hmm.
Who does she live with?
Who does she live with? She lives in her own house.
I see. That's her own house right across the road there.
Right across the road. But she, if he get sick, she ain't gonna try to take care of him. Cause that's another being. You can't tell him nothing. He knows everything. She gonna put him up there in the hospital just like I would do if I could get him. He can't, they can't hardly live with him any other.
Oh, he's
hard.
Oh,
he's hard to deal with.
When he's sick.
So? Now, he's a preacher.
Yeah.
But he's hard to deal with.
When he's sick.
See, he was hard before he got sick. And since he got sick, he wasn't.
But he was even hard before he got sick.
Before he got sick. You see, I know him. I know him when he was well, and it's good hair.
Well,
I know Taylor when he was in Georgia.
Way back there.
Way back then. He was a preacher there.
Yeah.
So he come on to Florida and still was a preacher. But he never preached at Center Point. He never preached there.
Yeah.
Well, he would preach for some of the men that was there.
Yeah.
Some of the preachers that had the church, he preached sometimes. But he had a church in Gainesville.
Yeah.
And he had a church out the other side of Williston.
Way off.
Uh-huh. His church is way off.
Well, now, he was hard to deal with even when he is healthy.
Oh, yes. Yes. Me and him used to fuss me about every time we did. Me and that same tail. He would tell me things and I know it wasn't so. And I would dispute his word and that would make him mad.
Oh, he couldn't take
he
that.
He never did want you to say, that ain't so. If he said it, he thought it had to be so.
Yeah.
Well, I'd tell him, well, I'd say, you know it ain't so. I said, you know you ain't telling the truth. Well, so I was there. And I seen it wasn't nothing like that you trying to tell me.
Yeah.
He thought I was the meanest woman in the world.
Well, he
because I wouldn't believe him, you see, and agree with what he said.
Well, now, like this church, he'd tell you what was going on up there, and you know, it was different from what
that's
he said.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Well, didn't get things very straight.
Uh-uh. He don't get them straight now. He ain't ever got them straight.
Yeah. He look
now,
into it.
Rightly. I know more about Taylor than any preacher I know.
Yeah.
Because I've been around him more.
Yeah.
I've dealt with him more. The men that preach for us at that church, well, I just see them or they at the time.
Or on Sunday.
Why, Steph, that's on Sunday. But Taylor, I seen him days after day.
Yeah.
I used to work for him on his farm when he was farming with Mr. Hester.
Yeah.
Well, I'd help him cut cabbage or help him pick beans or whatever he was doing.
Oh, really?
Well, you see, I know him pretty good.
Well, back then, he still couldn't get things straight?
Yeah.
When you're
picking. But he got a lovely wife.
Yeah.
Oh, she's got patience.
Yeah.
I used to tell her. I said, you ought to go to heaven when you die. And of course, you've been in hell a long time. She laughed.
Where'd she laugh?
And she laughed. She said, he gets worse and worse. I said, and you trying to satisfy. I said, you've been doing that for years and years and years.
Yeah.
I said, you ain't got him satisfied? Yet she said, he won't be satisfied.
Now he tells her what to cook.
Oh, yes. You tell her what to cook and tell her how much. You don't need that. You don't need to cook that. You don't need to bother so-and-so.
Yeah.
Well, I just couldn't stand it. Ben never told me what to cook or how much of it to cook.
Yeah.
I'll cook what I want and cook when I get ready.
Yeah.
Don't come issuing nothing out to me, but he'll do it. And they don't hardly eat but once a day.
Once a day.
Now they might be eating breakfast, but I mean, you know us when they're done.
That's right.
And she was cooking.
Cooking breakfast. Well, when
she
were they?
She come to the door and told us to come in and say I'm cooking.
Yeah. Where did you go in?
Hmm?
Did you all go in?
We didn't go in.
They were too busy.
It was too busy. We went to the door, didn't we?
Yeah.
But they was too busy. Now, when she got it done, you see, it was going to be about 11:30 or 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
Well, they wouldn't want nothing else to eat until late in the evening, and they'd get a... See, when she cooked then, she could help for the next time. Well, if I was going to cook that late, I would, too.
Yeah. Well, he don't do much eating then, Miss Daisy.
Uh-uh. You know what he likes? Sweetened water and biscuits. Now, he likes Coca-Colas, Pepsi-Colas, just any kind of drink. You know.
He really likes them.
He likes that. And that's what he'll drink. He'll go there and buy a box of crackers or something. Used to when he was strong. And sit on that bench or the bread box, eat it, eat them crackers part of them, and drink his drink. You know? That's his dim.
You know.
I've seen seen him there doing that.
Hmm.
I have seen him.
But
doing
you didn't
that.
Know that was his dinner.
No,
plate.
I didn't know that was his
that
dinner.
That was his dinner.
Well, what'd she have for dinner then?
I don't know. She's at the house.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What's she there?
But now, if he buys, takes care of the groceries, if he buys the food,
mm-hmm.
he knows what she got to work with.
Sure, he knows what she got. But now you see, her daughter cares her to get food.
Oh, I see.
To get her food. I don't know whether they get stamps or not, but I know they're on welfare and they get a check. But when the check comes, Willie, she take them to town. She hardly ever care him.
Yeah.
But she care her.
Yeah.
To get her groceries. But I don't know how they get it. I don't know where welfare function, I don't know where they get stamps or what, how they do it.
But Willie takes her all the way to town.
All the way to town. Well, when she get back, she got to show it to her. But I don't hear that. Of course, I never bought no groceries until Ben started to run around here and there. As long as he is home, he bought the groceries.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he went and he got the groceries. I tell him what I wanted.
You write down on a little slip of paper.
Slip, and he'd go get it. But after he got started running around here and there, and he went crazy, and no sense, and how the preacher said, no, I buy the groceries.
Yeah.
But I buy it with my money.
Say, who was it? Old Berman was over here the other day. He got a big family, 4 or 5 boys and a little girl.
Who?
And people live over to Crete. And he buys the groceries. That surprised me.
Yeah. Surprised me that a lot of men buy the groceries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ben used to buy.
Yeah.
When he was Ben.
But Ben bought them when he could buy them at these little stores around here. He never went in the big stores.
Mm-mm. No, he didn't.
That's a different sort of buying, Miss Daisy.
That's right. Different.
You buy a great big, buy as much of it at a time as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Daisy, Preacher Taylor's wife just didn't put her foot down soon enough.
Mm-mm. It ain't got on yet.
Yeah.
Like George's wife, George Mitchell's
wife.
That's
right, her ain't never got on.
Yeah.
George's wife's foot, I don't think it's going to get on.
No, not now.
That's what you said.
I don't think it's going to get up. Well, I tell Ben, Brenda, I said, you know, I was a full-grown woman when you married me.
Yeah.
I said, so I know something, too. You can tell me everything. I'll tell you something sometime. But we got along good.
Well, now, your sister, she takes care of, she don't have to, does she run her own household now?
Who? My sister?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. She's in her own house. There ain't nobody there but her.
Yeah. So she does her own buying and everything?
Does her own buying. Everything. Does her own buying, pays her own bills, all of them.
Yeah. And the others just come to see her.
They just come to see her sometimes. Sometimes she said, "Be 2 and 3 weeks." She don't see her son.
Yeah,
don't see
right.
None of them. Now he got one child. She said he comes to see her about every week.
Yeah.
It'll be night when he get there, but he comes.
Well, she like you.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't have to just have a lot of people.
Don't have to worry about a thing. That's true.
Yeah. Well, now, who does she hang around with? Who? Does nobody. She got somebody like Miss Daisy, Miss Bessie there?
No. Nobody.
She doesn't have somebody close to her?
She have them all around her.
Uh-huh.
All around, on the front, on the back, and in.
Yeah.
His folks live there.
Yeah.
Now, the woman she used to visit sometime, and the woman would come to see her.
Yeah.
And now she died. So I asked her when she was up there, I said, well, how did Otto get? She said, sister says she died. I said, well, how's Lily Mae? She says she's all right. She still works at the hospital.
Uh-huh.
I said, well, now them three, they was members of the same church,
yeah.
Same clubs and things like that. So they was together a lot. So after that, she's all by herself.
Lily Mae?
Lucy and Lily Mae.
And
now Lily Mae at her house.
Yeah.
Just across the street. Lucy at her house.
Yeah. Well, now that's nice just to have
that's
somebody.
Right. That's right.
Close
if
by.
You need somebody, well, then you can call them.
Well,
so long as you ain't need nobody, don't call nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now your situation is different from that, see, because you got Doris right there.
Right there.
In your yard.
Isn't she there? That's the situation.
You
now I got Bessie there.
Yeah. That's right. You don't always see Doris when you're
looking. No, sir. I don't. I see the passing this morning.
Yeah.
But I haven't spoke to her.
You may not see her tonight.
I may not see her tonight. I didn't see her yesterday. Well, I see the passing yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't go down there yesterday evening. So, yeah.
Miss Ada's got to go and finish her
but,
work this morning.
But you know if you need her, she's there.
She'll
she, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
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 Yeah. Well, let me
and
get
then
to
old,
house.
Old Aaron comes around, visits with you sometimes. He's
who?
The one I'd look out
Aaron.
For.
Aaron.
Aaron?
Yeah. I've seen Aaron.
He don't come much, does he?
Sunday? No. That was Sunday. They come down here to see me.
Yeah.
And I don't know when I had seen Aaron.
Yeah.
Oh. You see, he don't live in Gainesville now. He live in Georgia.
Oh, I keep forgetting that.
When he was in Gainesville, I could look for him on any weekend.
Yeah.
But he in Georgia now.
Well, now, where would he run into preacher Reverend Williams?
Reverend Williams?
Yeah.
Aaron? I don't know.
Well, he just run into him here every now and then. You know he would, yeah.
Yeah, you know it. William was in the hospital, didn't he?
Is he still there?
Huh?
Is he still there?
I think so.
With him all his stomach?
They said there was something wrong with his stomach.
Yeah.
I don't know just what.
Yeah. Well, he better straighten up. Miss Daisy, from what I gather, he just turns out works like a machine.
Who, Rowan Williams?
Yes.
Well, maybe he do.
He did.
What kind of work?
Well, don't you know all that farm work he done over there?
Farm? Oh, they tell me he farm.
Yes. And then he carpenters and lays rocks. And
they say he's small.
Yes. And
he don't depend on the church for his support.
Yeah.
Church give him what they give him, and then he make four times as much what they give him.
Yeah. And spend his own money on taking care of the church.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they don't do nothing for him.
Yeah.
No, sir, he won't even take one meal here, haven't, since he's been.
Well, Mr. Dane, let me tell you. Now, for somebody, you know, if he goes home and if he drinks a little on the side, it must not affect him much.
Drink?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It must not affect him much for the amount of work he does.
Well, then the next thing about him, he is here on time.
Yeah.
He come here and preach in the morning, he go home and get his lunch, night he's back.
Yeah. And then all during the week he's putting in time.
That's what they say.
But yeah. He got his stomach.
Got a bad stomach.
Say he got a bad stomach.
Has a bad stomach.
Yeah.
He's sick.
Yes, sir. Sometimes in your stomach is sure sick.
Yes, sir.
I know that's the fact.
You ever had a bad stomach?
Bad stomach, yeah. Sometimes I have it every morning. For a while.
Oh, really?
I just be sick. But I keep me some Pepto-Bismol, Dad.
That helps?
Take me out swimming for me soon over with.
Well, you don't have any meat. Well, I don't have to cook. That's the end of the little visit, long and rambling visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 18th of August, 1971. Channel went over, and I'm guessing around Channel 2, Channel 2 right. This Channel 2 right. Channel 2 right, around 600. This is the end of the visit with Miss Daisy. This Wednesday morning, the 18th of August, 1971. Channel 2 right, around 600. This is the end of the visit with Miss Daisy. This Wednesday morning, the 18th of August, 1971. Channel 2 right, around 600.